Blog Talk Radio.
Find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Did you know that you could be paying over 80% more for your medications than your neighbors? Would you like to know how you could save up to 89% on your prescriptions? Well, you can visit Canada RX Shop Service Centers right here in Central Florida. Canada RX Shops are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call toll-free 800-967-4582 for the shop nearest you. You can also visit the website at CanadaRxShop.com. Canada RX Shops have a friendly, caring staff that will help you save big on your prescription drugs. There's no hidden fees. Their services do not cost you a penny. You don't have to make a road trip to Canada for Canadian discount prices. Remember, call toll-free 800-967-4582. Start saving bucks on your prescription drugs. Everybody's talking about it. Canada RX Shop is doing it. Call 800-9-
Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446.
We'll be right back.
welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
Jessica, and I can hear feedback.
You can hear feedback?
I can. You sound great. Do I sound echoey?
No.
This is the weirdest phone. We have brand new electronics on the show.
Yeah, and you can hear me though, right?
I can hear you great. Much better than
I'm
I was
clear.
Able to hear in the past. Yeah, now I just wonder if because I almost hear feedback of myself. So they'll let us know in the chat room if there's feedback to hear, and if there is, we'll work on that. Okay, great. They're already telling us they can hear us both. Wonderful. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. This is a show where you can get mini angel readings done. You can call in. You can call in the number 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882, or 323-679-0882. Oh, it's all the same number.
But it sounded different.
I know. See, I tried to make it sound different.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good show tonight because for a couple of different reasons. Number one, Jessica has a little man.
I have a little man?
You have a little
oh,
man.
I do have a little man.
She has a little man.
And he's running in place right now.
Yes. We did go to the IKEA on Saturday.
IKEA.
And I got one of those artist's mannequins, you know.
Is that what it's called?
I think so. I think
it almost looks like a puppet with the stick up its butt.
It does look like a puppet with a stick up its butt. Does it say on the bottom what it is? It was made in China, all the way from Sweden and then back to
China.
But it's one of those posable things, and I thought it might be interesting to try on readings this evening to see if, because I use a chakra stick when I'm trying to determine where ailments are located on a person's body, and I thought I might try it.
You tried it this weekend and it worked.
And it worked this weekend just fine, yeah. So we'll try it tonight and just kind of see if, you know.
And it's cool because I can play with it.
Yeah, because you're sitting there, you've been posing him for the last 20 minutes.
I'm like, wow, I can play with this all night.
Why not? You should. He's cute. I just don't know what's the front of his head and what's the back
of his
head.
Well, that's the problem because he doesn't have any features.
I know. And I was going to draw on him, but I'm a bad artist, so I decided not to.
Yeah, well. Yeah. You know what? I mean, being faceless, then.
Well, I don't want him to have him. See, I was going to say I don't want it to be. I don't want it to have
a gender.
It's a
him.
It is a him?
I feel like it's a him. It looks like a him.
He's wood?
Yes, and he has flat hands.
There you go. Hey, listen, that's what counts. We've got some callers on the line, which is good. We're going to take some of those callers in just a minute. Normally at this part of the show, we talk about some things that have happened. Has anything happened this week?
What has happened? We went to IKEA.
We visited the Mall Millennium. It was only the second time I've ever been there, which is
I've
really
I've been
sad.
There. My daughter loves it. It has a lot of upper-end stores.
A lot of, really, yeah. I just find them to be very pricey, but it was an interesting. I love the mall itself. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't, well, I'm sure, they might be doing it all over the country, but in a lot of the malls, they're cutting back the air conditioning. And so, like, you go into some malls, and there's fans running.
Well,
right?
And it's hot.
Well, yeah, it's hot.
Like our local mall here.
Yeah, we were
not
there today. Yeah. And
very strange. I'm picking up background noise.
Yeah, I am
I feel
too.
Like I'm sitting in a mall. I hear voices. Do you hear voices?
I hear voices, but there are voices.
No, these are not our voices.
These are our voices. They're echoing back.
Is that what it is?
It is. It's.
Feel like there's other people here. It's like having a party.
well, we're having a party down in the studio tonight. So that was a very eventful week, right? Who are you? What's my name? I don't know. There's
I was like this all day at work today.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember things.
Well, I went with my sister. I went to see my sister this weekend with my husband and kids, and we went to the Villages, which is for like
retired folk.
And it's so beautiful up there.
It is beautiful.
But it's everybody rides in golf carts. Like nobody rides takes a car.
Can't they walk?
Well, no, because things are too far. So you got to either ride a bicycle or take your car, which is a major no-no, because you have to ride around in the golf cart. And
but if you walk, just think how in shape you'd be.
Well, you'd be dead. It's so hot. You're
that's
like 90
true.
Walking. You know, it's not cool. So it was neat. But we got to see the Villages. It's such a beautiful place. It's kind of like a place that Disney would build for retirees, you know.
That's kind of disturbing.
I know. It is. It is kind of creepy thinking, isn't it?
Yeah, because if there's characters wandering around.
I know. Is that an old man?
Hello!
No, that's old man Wally. His cane is a parachute. Watch him jump from the lighthouse. No, that's terrible. I'm being awful. Okay. No, it's a really beautiful community, and it was nice to go. And I got to see my sister, so that was kind of
cool. And that's fun.
So that was a lot of fun, but... we should probably get to it.
Get to what?
Taking apart this little wooden man. No, we should probably get to the calls because I know people are waiting online for readings tonight. And again, if you'd like to get a mini angel reading, you can call
in. Oh, I have something to talk about.
3-6-7-9-0-8-8-2. But wait. Jessica actually has something to say.
I called in as a caller.
Yes. When did talk about that?
Yes, to your what's the name of it? Network of Christian Psychics.
Network of
the
Christian
show that you
Psychics.
Did on Sunday yeah. or do on Sundays.
Do on Sunday night.
And I had told everyone I was going to call in.
Yes, and you did.
I did. But I didn't use my name. I used a top secret name.
It was so top secret. What is your name, Jessica? No, it's Jeanette. What did you call yourself?
Jennifer. And I didn't stutter in any way whatsoever.
I was like, okay, Jennifer. It was so funny.
Well, you recognized my phone number anyway.
I knew it was you. But tell me, how did you feel your readings were?
It was awesome.
From all
it was awesome, yeah. I mean, I had everybody, and they all gave their input, and it all kind of coincided with each other, which was cool.
Yes.
So I'm like, yay. Sounds like good things are coming.
I would say, you know.
I know. And it was good because it was differing opinions with, you know.
Right.
Following the same theme. I don't know. I really liked it.
Well, I'm glad. And that's kind of a unique concept that we're doing. And it's not, I mean, other people on Blog Talk Radio do it, but it's a nice way to do it. We call it a round table. And we have like three or four different psychics sitting on the round table, and they're all part of the Network of Christian Psychics,
right?
Which is a website you can go to get readings as well, but which is at networkofchristianpsychics.com.
There you go.
But they're all part of it, so you get each one tells them what their spirit guides are telling them, or what their empathic skills are showing them, and so it's kind of neat. You know,
I thought it was very neat.
Yeah, yeah.
As I said, in your website I went on to, I've checked you all out.
You've checked us out. And you read the bios on some of those people?
I did.
So impressive.
It's very impressive. I didn't know a lot of that stuff.
Well, Reverend Susie B. is, you know, she runs our chat room here on Wednesday nights, but she's a reader at that site as well. So that's really good.
I know, and you get the first 3 minutes free.
I know, which is great. You know, and it's kind of nice because you call in, and then your 3 minutes are free, and if, you know,
well, this way you feel, if you feel the connection with
your
reader,
right,
or you don't. I think that's a great idea.
It's a really neat idea. I agree. It's a great little site, and I'm actually reading on there temporarily. For a short time, I'm going to be reading on there, too, because I'm kind of too busy with mine. But
right.
But you go there, folks, if you want to get some readings. Reverend Susie B's on there, Reverend J. Hey, it's your Reverend J. And we also have Spiritualist Lori, who... You were even very fond of
her. I was. I felt a connection with her, definitely.
Yeah,
and I would definitely give her a call, and I might.
Yeah, there you go. All righty, folks, you can go to the networkofchristianpsychics.com if you'd like to speak to one of them. But in the meantime, I think we're going to go ahead and take our very first caller, who looks like they're calling from area code 615 with a prefix of 443. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Welcome, Jenny. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. I've called in before, and I recognized your caller, Jessica.
Yes.
That would be me.
Absolutely.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. How are you?
Daryl Honey from Nashville.
Oh,
I've called Jenny before years ago. I don't know. Could have been about 3 years ago.
Probably.
Jenny?
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, I've talked to Jessica before at length. She's really awesome herself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So how
I'm calling
you, Carol from Nashville?
It's Cheryl.
Cheryl from Nashville. Got it. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh. God, I don't know where the echo's tonight. From.
And we have some weird feedback going on.
I am just inquiring about my love life.
Okay, your love life. Let's take a look here. Is the echo better now?
Right. Huh?
Is the echo a little bit better now?
It's still there.
It's still there. I'm sorry about that. It seems like no matter what we do, we're going to get echo here. Okay, let's
take a look. It comes and it goes.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? We've got a real storm going on right now here in
we do, in
Florida. Do you? Yeah, well, Nashville's getting it now, too. Let's just take a look here and take a look at your love life. Is there somebody in your life right now that is of particular interest to you?
Not really. Nothing that jumps out at me at all.
Yeah,
no,
I'm going to be honest. Yeah, I see that. I'm not getting anything that jumps out either. However, I'm seeing that did you recently cut somebody free?
Actually, I was married, and we had seen each other off and on after our divorce in 2006, and I basically had set him free a few months in my mind after breaking about 8 years of dark soul of night of depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped taking all meds and everything for that, but I was very severely suicidal and depressed.
Oh,
I finally let him go.
Good. Thank God
you
did. Because that's exactly what you were supposed to do. But I'm seeing that that was a wise decision for you, and that actually, the other thing that I'm seeing is that, are you a mom?
No, I'm not.
Okay, interesting here.
I do have grandchildren, though.
Did you have grandchildren? Okay.
Yep.
But the reason why I'm saying that, and I'm still getting the echo, I switched out the headset to see if it would make it better. The reason why I'm saying that is I do see that you play the maternal figure in children's lives. So that would make sense.
Very much so.
Okay. And they're saying that you very much take control of your situation. Like, you don't let people take control of you. You take control of it. And that's a good thing.
I'm an entertainer.
Okay, there you go. Well, that explains it. Because there's I'm getting, like, personality plus. You know, I'm getting a lot of that. So what I would like to say to you is I do see love coming into your life. And actually, I'm just kind of surprised it's not there already because I see it coming so soon. And yet you say you don't have any love in your life.
I get a lot of offers. I'm just confused, and I'm not ready to just get out there and jump on it yet, you know.
Do you think it could be partially because you're gun-shy?
I was in a pretty abusive relationship. Yeah.
I'm wondering if that could be the reason.
I have a date coming up there too, huh?
Well, you have an important date coming up, did you say?
A court date where my ex is taking me back to court.
Okay, yeah. That's not good. That's always not a fun thing to have to go through, but I am seeing that you have a love coming up on the horizon in your near immediate future. So I would say this is something you definitely want to keep your eyes open for. The thing is, you want to make sure that any guys that you start to attract don't throw up any red flags. And as long as they don't throw up red flags, you're going to be fine. But that's
exactly,
like, the most important thing. Did you notice red flags with your ex?
Well, not really till after we got married, because I am a nurturing person, and I just figured that some of the ways that he was acting was very insecure. And
right.
We didn't know each other that well when we got married. We only dated 4 months and married, and we stayed married for 12 years. But he had some issues, but I just kind of would take the high road on it, and
right.
Which turned out to be detrimental in the long run. But, you know, I tried to have more of an open mind than to get angry in my relationship all the time with him.
Well, and that anger, you end up turning it inside, and you start feeling the illness from that on the inside, and that's not good either.
Yes, I'm very sick. I almost died a few times, yes.
I can imagine. I could imagine. So what I can say to you is it's really good that everything, I mean, you sound like you're getting your life together, that you have gotten your life together, and that you've realized that the unhealthy things have to stay out of your life. But the one thing that I do see, and I just want to let you know, I do see a new love coming on the horizon. So just be prepared for that, okay?
Yes, I will be. Hello? I just wanted to know if he was actually coming.
I've just lost my line.
Yeah.
You can talk.
Okay, well, apparently Dr. Jeannie lost
her line. So, unfortunately, can you hear her?
I can hear a little bit.
Okay. Go ahead and try to... Oh, she's redialing. She's dialing in. Oh, I think her phone is dead now. Wow. Well, you have just hit us on a night of many, many problems. I think
the
problem
is... There's a lot of storms out.
Well, and that's the problem here. It is pouring, it's thundering, it's lightning, and it seems like every Wednesday night when we get on this radio show, it starts to pour.
It's
so,
just that time of the year, honey.
It is, I know. It sure is. Well, sounds like you have good stuff coming up in your life. Mm-hmm. And
well,
I hope, you know, you need to get out there and start meeting people because it sounds like love is right around the corner for you.
Well, I got a big writer's meeting tomorrow at BMI, so I'm really happy about that.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, that's a good thing.
Writing?
I know. Well, good for you.
And I'm back on.
There you are.
Sorry about that, folks. My connection got lost. It's terrible. What is BMI?
It is a publisher's company for songwriters and writers, authors and movies and book publishers and all that.
They're okay, wonderful.
They're a licensing company, which is their divisions are Nashville, L.A., Japan, I think Austin or maybe Austin or Dallas, I can't remember, New York, Miami, Atlanta.
Oh, wow. Okay,
they're international.
So do you write music?
Yes, I do. I'm a promoter, producer, and a writer, and a singer, and a musician.
Fantastic.
And I used to read quite a bit, too, but...
Mm-hmm.
I just got more into my Christian denomination, you know, my more Christian faith and kind of backed off from visions and reading and reading other people. I really couldn't channel the negativity because of my situation.
Well, I was just going to say, you went through a really difficult thing, and when you start channeling other people's negativity and you're not shielding yourself, it can become overwhelming.
I was reading a lot during 9/11, and it was all I could do to take it. I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, I'm just happy that your future looks very bright. And like I said, it's so funny because the nurturing you comes out completely. I see that. I see the children, grandchildren in this case. But I also see this new love right on the horizon. And it's so close. That's why I said to you, although I don't see a connection to somebody, you know, in a strong romantic way right now, it's so close. You may have already met him, but it's like right on the horizon. So I'd keep your eyes open for that, okay?
All right, I sure will. You don't have a visual of what he might look like?
At this moment, I probably don't, but I'm going to ask you a question, if I may. Because remember, I'm work. I don't know if you've listened since the beginning of the show. I'm working with a new thing. Do you have any back issues?
No, not anymore.
Okay, but you did. When was the last time you had some back issues or kidney problems?
Oh, with my medications that I have to take for my Crohn's and everything, I had to do all kinds of infusions, medicines, and blood and all that. I get UTIs on a regular basis.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Okay, that's it. See, I'm using this new artist... statue, and I was wondering if I was going to be able to connect. So you were my first, if you don't mind me saying, guinea pig, but I don't like that.
She's a test subject.
You're my first test rabbit, a cute little bunny, for this tonight, because I'm just curious to see if it's going to show me as working as a medical intuitive. So it kind of did, and that's interesting. I would like to be able to describe him to you. And this might surprise you, and I don't think I've ever described anybody like this.
You haven't?
No, but I'm going to. I do privately when I do private reads all the time. But I'm going to tell you that he is going to have a very shiny head, i.e. not much hair at all on his head, maybe a little on the side, none on the top of his head.
Hmm.
Okay.
Is it dark or?
On the side of his
hairy
head?
Dark?
Well...
So he's bald. That's kind of hard to tell.
No, but he's one of those cute, like your son is adorable and
right.
He's bald. He shaves his head. And this guy, there's a dude
I've met, and he's kind of fits that prescription, but he has a little dark hair on the side. But he's getting older, where he's baldy. You know, most men sometimes lose their hair.
That's right. And does he have blue eyes?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing the blue eyes.
Tattoo
on the right arm.
Oh, he doesn't like tattoos.
Okay, I'm seeing a tattoo on the right arm, the right forearm.
Yeah, I don't like tattoos either.
Okay, yeah, well, they're not my taste either, but, you know, some people love them and wear them as art, and God bless them. But what I'm sensing here is this person also, he's kind of, I'm going to describe him as this, and please don't take this the wrong way because I mean it with lots of love. He's a good old boy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, most of them are, yes.
Well, actually, no. No, but in this guy, I would describe him as a good old boy. Like, he's not, you know, the kind that's going to be in a Botany 500 suits in GQ magazine. He's just a good old boy.
Well, I mean, most of them around here are good old boys.
Oh, that's right. You're from Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I was going to say that, but...
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. I guess they are.
Maybe
he's
a singer. She lives in Nashville.
It's the person I'm talking about. He's a music attorney. He does do some writing. He writes a lot of parody songs for, like, Cletus T. Judd and...
Okay.
And Loud
and
Art,
have you been
whatever.
Romantic with him?
No.
Have you?
We've talked on the phone.
Not
he's
yet.
Actually,
you've talked on the phone.
He's actually supposedly supposed to be getting engaged with somebody else, but I psychically thought that would fall through.
Huh. Okay. Because all I'm going to tell you is I've got this description of him, but I'm not so sure if the guy that you're going to be with is an attorney. That doesn't fit for me. That doesn't fit for me. Being a musician or owning some kind. I feel he owns his own kind of business. But it's one he's very proud of, he's put a lot of work into, and he's really good at. Okay?
I can describe
really
a few other
at.
People.
Yeah, okay. But the blue eyes will be very telling for you, okay?
Well, I like blue eyes.
Yeah, I do too. Now, have you ever written anything that we've heard of?
Not yet. I'm getting real close, though.
Wonderful.
I'm getting
wonderful.
There. I've
you
been
know,
working
we've
on my own
a,
and I had my own place for a long time.
Oh, okay, okay. We've got Reverend Jay, who's in the chat room tonight. He does write his own music as well. And I know we've been blessed. He's played some of his songs for us on the radio. I don't know if you've ever heard him before.
No.
That's very, very good.
I work with all, like, Tim McGraw's people.
Ah, wonderful. Well, listen, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you, and I will pray for you for sure because I know good things are coming your way.
And I'll let you know.
And I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'm glad it's been a long time that you've known us, but I'm going to be even happier that the fact that you took the time to call in tonight after 3 years.
Yes, thank you for being there. You're doing a great job, you guys. You
thank
really
you
are.
So much. God bless. You have a wonderful evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and I'll tell you what we're going to do. It's storming like crazy out here. We do have, because we lost a lot of people when the phone line went down, I'm so sorry. So we do have room in the queue. If you want to call in for a reading, 323-679-0882. We're going to take just a very short break. I'll be back in just less than 2 minutes.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. A love was out to get me. Now that's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't lose her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not afraid. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trait. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. If I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Come down in my mind.
Welcome back to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we are going to bring you a really great show tonight because we're going to be doing readings and we're going to be answering some questions in the chat room. We've got Susie Q, Reverend Susie Q, which really Reverend
Susie B.
But I've always called her Susie Q. I don't know why. I don't know why. Where did
Susie
that come
Q.
from?
I don't know.
I don't know where that comes from.
From
but
something.
I have something that's going to – my daughter sent me this, and she said – Mom, I want to send you something email. You're going to love this story. And I'm going to just, okay. I don't know if anyone's heard about this, but, you know, this went out, and I just want to say it. This was a email she had received from somebody that she knew, that supposedly knew this person. 1 year ago today, I walked into the Toys R Us in Clive, Iowa. My 4-year-old son, Peter, was in the hospital receiving chemotherapy for his bone cancer that he'd been battling since he was diagnosed at age 2. The doctor said that he probably would not make it through the night. I obviously could not tell Peter that, so I asked him if there was anything that he really wanted that evening. He said to me, Daddy, I want a teddy bear. I don't feel good. I promised him that I would get him a teddy bear before he fell asleep.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. Don't read this.
I cried when I first read it. So I drove to the Toys R Us as soon as he told me. As soon as I got to the store, I rushed in and found the closest teddy bear. I then got to the cashier only to realize I had forgotten my wallet at the hospital. I was crushed and began to panic in fear that I could not keep my promise to my son. I quickly thought and finally decided to approach the customer service desk and explain my situation and my urgency to get back. After listening to my story, they gladly handed me the bear at no cost. I was stunned at this act of generosity and kindness. After much thanks to the compassionate employees, I rushed to my car and then back to the hospital. As I approached Peter's bedside, I gently tucked the stuffed animal under my son's arm. Yeah, you take it from there. I can't.
Oh, sure. And now I get to cry. Okay, he said, good night, Daddy. I responded, good night, Peter. I love you. I realized that this was probably the last time I would return these words to my son. Once he was sound asleep, I pulled a chair to his bedside and watched him sleep. I wanted to stay up the whole night. The next morning, I realized I had dozed off. I looked at Peter, then kissed his forehead for what I thought was the last time. Then I wept. Much to my surprise, I saw my son stirring and then open his eyes. I was filled with an indescribable happiness and joy. The first words he said to me were, thank you very much, Daddy, for the teddy bear. I am happy to say that Peter is now strong, healthy, and cancer-free. I am a very religious man, and I do believe in miracles. I also know that God works in strange ways through other people. I truly believe that the employee and Toys R Us worked a miracle for me. Wow.
That was beautiful, isn't
yeah.
that? I know. And I knew it had a happy ending, and it's so
oh, I thought would you make me read that. Oh, my God.
Sorry about that. It just gets me. You know, I love children.
Yeah.
And you do, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just the thought of children being sick, it just tears me up.
Is that a true story?
I believe it is a true story.
Wow.
And it's just such a neat thing because it, you know, we don't realize sometimes how just a little, just giving just the littlest bit, it, you know, I mean, I remember a few years back I was in a gas station and I was getting gas and I'd gone in to get something to drink and this guy was standing there and you could tell he was sweaty, he had a gas can
mm-hmm.
again. He said, "Ma'am, can you please, I just need $5, I've got to get some gas. I ran out of gas, my family's in the car down the road." And so I gave him a 20, and he said, "I only need 5 is all I need."
Mm-hmm.
You could tell he needed more than
right.
that. And I said, "You know what, take it." His eyes, he just teared up. And I thought to myself, you know, that probably made such a difference, just that little bit, you know.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And it's amazing how, you know, that maybe that cashier picked up the tab for that
yep.
teddy bear that night. And a little bit, if everybody gives just a little bit, it can change the world, you know. It really can.
I believe it, too.
Just a little bit. Okay, that story really
yes,
got to
it's
me.
It's heart-wrenching.
It is. It's just, you know, children should never get sick, period. End of story.
Right.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and take another caller. And after that, we're going to have something really special that I'm not going to tell you about till we get done with this call.
Oh, surprises.
A surprise, yes. And so now I'm going to welcome to the line area code 717 with a prefix of 329. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Well, thank you, Jenny.
You're very welcome.
Glad to be here.
What's your first name?
My name is Corrine.
Corrine, well, welcome to the show. And where are you calling from this evening?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay. Sounds like your microwave dinner is done. Is that what I heard?
Yes.
I was just guessing. That wasn't a psychic guess. That was just a guess.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. What question do you have for us tonight?
Well, I wanted to know if you have any general messages for my angels and spirit guides.
Okay.
I feel like I'm on the precipice of a great new beginning,
mm-hmm.
and I just wanted to see if you have anything, you know, any guidance.
Okay, let me take a look here. What I'm going to tell you is a couple of different things that I'm getting here. And are you eating popcorn? Because it sounds like
I'm really crunchy
over the line.
No,
I guess not. I'm just teasing, really.
You
I'm
must
actually
be hungry.
Just that I can understand. Okay, what I'm going to tell you right now is what I'm actually getting for you, and this is. You know, when someone asks a question, I try to answer it, but I also have to go with what the angels are giving me. So I'm going to tell you the first thing that I'm saying is that you are now allowing yourself to be powerful and express your power, where in the past you weren't always able to do that. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And they're saying that... your faith is stronger now than it's probably been in a long time. Not that it wasn't strong, but now you're owning it, if that makes sense. I don't know what they mean by that, but you, I'm sure, do.
That is true as well.
Okay. And they're saying that you actually see angels. Is this true?
Yes. And I communicate with them and feel them around me. Yes.
Beautiful. That's what they're showing me, and it's funny because they're not usually. I mean, they're so. I feel such a strong connection to your angels in their communication to me right now. And the one thing they want me to tell you and to share with you, and that to validate to you that you already know, is that you have tremendous ability to empathize with others. And that is your gift. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. They're saying this is your absolute gift. And what that means to you, though, because having a gift is great because you can bring it to other people, and you do that freely. But I'm being shown that you were feeling trapped by certain conditions in your life, and now you feel like those trappings are about to break free of them. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And hold on, I'm not quite hearing them. Hold on. They're saying to me that freedom follows you basically in everything that you do with this new attitude, with this new... You're not letting any of the stuff that used to get to you get to you. I mean, you are truly feeling more peace now, even though you're not completely out of the situation, than you've ever felt. Is this
true?
That
is true. That is true, actually.
Okay.
And I think the angels help me with that.
Well, absolutely.
On a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. They are there every step of the way, and they're letting you know that. And the other thing that they are saying, though, is you do have a tendency to push yourself a little too hard. Is this correct?
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying
yes.
that you do understand about communing with nature and feeling grounded. Not that you and they're saying that as a complete sentence, you understand with communing with nature and feeling grounded doesn't necessarily mean you have to go hug a tree, right?
Right.
Okay. Because that would not be necessarily you. But they're saying that you feeling grounded is critical and that you've got to make sure that you take the nourishment you need from being grounded and centered before you go out each day, because you do pick up a lot of other people's energies and that could be very exhausting for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Especially
have you read
the negativity from other people, et cetera.
Yeah. Oh, yes, exactly. And you have to deflect. And I know you know how to do that because I just sense that this isn't anything that's all that new to you. But have you ever read for others?
No, I have not.
I bet you would have a wonderful ability to do that. Why do I see numbers floating all around you? What is that about?
I'm not sure.
I'm just seeing lots of numbers floating all around you. Just lots of numbers. I don't know where this is coming from. Did you just get done doing accounting, or are you an accountant? Or
no, actually, none of the above. So that is
I'm seeing numbers floating all around you, and I don't know how to explain that. I was kind of hoping you could tell me what that means.
I have no clue whatsoever, unfortunately.
Tonight's name of the new show is Stump the Psychic, and I'm stumped. I really don't know what all those numbers are.
Maybe she plays the lottery a lot.
No, I'm seeing, no, it's not those kind of numbers. It's like what you would see in school, like on a blackboard.
Like a formula problem.
No, not even that difficult. More like what you would see like when I went to school.
Like
just
2 + 2?
Yes, like 2 + 2. And,
etched in a cave wall.
Yeah. All right. Oh, look, just your mind just went dead. no, I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't know where. It's a simple math problem floating all around you. And I'm trying to understand, I'm asking the angels, so give me 1 minute, what that could possibly mean. Because I truly don't know, but I just, it's the oddest thing. Like, I just see numbers floating all around you. And you have no idea what this could be, because I'm going to ask you one more time if you know. I have a feeling you
none
do know.
None whatsoever.
Okay, because I do see these numbers floating all around. What is it? Give me 1 second.
Could this be financial improvement coming my way?
It could very well be that, but I don't want to say that. I mean, I know things are going to go well for you. That's not a concern for me. I see that, but it's this floating of numbers. It's like I'm trying. You know. This might seem like an odd thing. Were you reading the Bible?
Not today yet, but...
Do you read it on a daily basis?
No, I should.
All I'll tell you is that these numbers keep floating and floating and floating and floating. And I don't know why they're doing this, but it's making me crazy because I want to know
anything
exactly what it is.
Anything specific as far as the numbers themselves?
Yeah, I keep seeing the same numbers, and I keep seeing 324. And I don't know if it's Romans, Genesis. I just don't know. And it all depends, you know, on. But it basically says, if you go with like the NIV, New International Version, I believe 324 states something. After he drove man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword. I almost said sword. Sword flashing back and forth to guard the way. Do you feel like you've been leading the way for others?
I think I will be in some respect.
Okay.
Because we're going to be... I believe that there is a dream of mine and my husband's that's going to be coming to fruition very soon. And it's something that's never been done before, but it will help a lot of people in a many, many, many ways.
Uh-huh. See, it always comes out. It always, always, always comes out. Because I know that they were showing me these numbers, and every time I'm looking at these numbers, I'm seeing 3.243... as the culmination of these. So I think that's what it's about. So I'm going to tell you that keep moving forward in that because it's going to be successful, but they're letting you know that you will be shining a light on something that needs a light shined on it and guiding other people and helping them. I don't know what that is that you're going to be doing, but apparently it's going to be quite helpful to many, many human beings.
That's amazing. Some of it has to do with just feeding the hungry, helping orphans, and some alternative healing as well.
Beautiful. So when you say alternative healings, what kind of healing modality would that be?
Well, some of it encompasses herbal medicine, also Reiki and energy healing from the angels themselves and God.
Beautiful. Fantastic. So you are actually much more into it. That's what I said. I knew you saw angels. I knew it. Fantastic. You're a very, very good soul, and you have only good intentions you're putting forth towards others, and that's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Well, thank you very much. I do try to be that way as well. I mean, because it's what you put out in this life that comes back to you.
It truly is. And the funny part is when you give, it just makes you feel so good. I mean, it's truly better than receiving. I think most of our listeners can say this. You know when you buy a gift for somebody and you're so excited to give it to them? And you can't wait because you know they're going to like it. Doesn't that make you feel good?
Oh, sure.
I mean, it really, it just makes me feel so good. Like, I'm so happy. I'm more excited over that at Christmas time because I can't wait for people to open up the gifts that I got them. That makes me so happy. I could care less if I got a gift. I mean, I like getting gifts because my husband may be listening. But it's just, you know what's really weird? When I laugh and I echo, I sound like I'm cackling to myself. This is not good.
Cackling.
It's my cackle laugh. All I'm going to say is you're a wonderful soul. You've got good things coming your way. And keep going forward in that endeavor because it is going to be a bright light. You're going to help many, many individuals, many souls, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time with me tonight.
You're welcome. Oh, listen, it was our pleasure. Thank you for calling in. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you now. Bye-bye. What a sweet lady.
Huh? Yeah, absolutely.
That number thing was really confusing.
I could
me.
See that.
Well, and I know well, maybe for some of our listeners, you're like, well, give it up, lady. Go on to the next one.
Yeah, but I was actually thinking that. I'm thinking,
no,
okay.
You know what it is? Because I know the only way sometimes, you know, as a reader, and I know a lot of our listeners are readers,
mm-hmm.
Or do readings or have tried doing readings or have received readings, obviously. Sometimes the angels will show you things and they'll and you don't know what it is.
Right.
And if you're... And I'm going to say it this way. If you're insecure and you don't stay with it to figure out what it is,
mm-hmm.
because you're afraid that the person will think you're nuts.
You're nuts, yeah.
Yeah. Then you never will find out what it is.
Right.
And I'm so strong in my faith, and I know that the angels are showing me this for a reason, that sometimes you have to stick with it to
keep
figure it out.
Keep digging at it,
yeah.
Yeah,
and that's why I knew she would know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it just if I just had to keep looking at those numbers, you know. I guess being dyslexic didn't help.
4, 2, 3.
Or it could have been 2, 3. Yeah. No, I know it was 3:24. So that's pretty good. I'm really excited about that. So here's our special little treat for tonight. Who could be on the line now from 229-472?
I couldn't guess.
Come on, you've got to say it. Your intro.
Hey, hey, it's Reverend Jay.
Okay, that was very good.
That was good.
How are you, Jay?
I'm absolutely great. How are you ladies tonight?
We're doing good.
Doing really good, actually.
Other than this crazy storm that we have once again.
Yeah,
oh,
it was
it's not storming here, thank goodness. But, you know, well, Florida, it's that time of year for you guys.
I know.
It
I
is.
Know. And it was really bad, though. I mean, we were sitting at the table having some coffee just
mm-hmm.
a little while ago, and it was pouring down.
And it's still raining.
And it's still raining and lightning and thundering. But that's okay. Do you have something? You know, that story really cheered me up tonight. And just at that time, you sent me an instant message and said you would be willing to do a wonderful song for us. Are you still willing to do that?
I am. I am. I'm always willing to share my music. So
I would love for you to.
I really appreciate that. I'm going to do a song that I wrote. It's called Seek the Lord.
Beautiful. And, thank you.
Okay. So here we go.
Great.
Seek the Lord in all you do. Seek the Lord, just pray. Seek the Lord, He's calling you. He'll show you the way. No matter what you think you've done, no matter how you went wrong, just call on Him, He's there for you. Just call on Him, that's where to begin. Seek the Lord in all you do. Seek the Lord, just pray. Seek the Lord, He's calling you. He'll show the way. We're all on a journey and need direction. We all do things wrong and need correction. Just call on Him, He's there for you. Just call on Him, that's where to begin. And He enters into His mercy. And He holds you and cradles you in His love. Seek the Lord in all you do. Seek the Lord, just pray. Seek the Lord, He's calling you. He'll show the way. And when you make the choice, He'll hear you, He'll hear your voice. Just call on Him, He's there for you. Just call on Him, that's where to begin. And He
Beautiful. That was a very calming song.
Very
that
cool.
That was so calming.
Good.
Very calming. Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Great.
Thank you so much.
I love
it. I needed to. That's what your music is all about, though. Your music is considered healing music, and
definitely.
And that, yeah, it was definitely it was calming.
The music that I work on, I really do try to cause transmutation for the blind, sick, disabled, sad, you know, hurting, depressed, you know, and I think that sometimes with some of it just literally changes a person out of the situation they're in. And as you know, I've actually done music therapy for the blind, so with moderate success.
Why do you say only moderate?
Well, because, you know, I didn't cause total vision, but I did cause change. So, you know, I guess it is total success, but only to the degree that, you know, it worked.
Well, okay. I think sometimes, you know, change, and you know this better than anyone, change can be sometimes what we want, but sometimes change comes in other ways that we didn't anticipate but are maybe more needed. You know what I mean?
Because
it's all in God's plan. So
and
that's like so cool.
Yes, and the person has to, you know, people have to be wanting 100% change, and it can be scary even
right.
to have complete healing. A lot of people stay ill because they are scared to, you know, they actually get a benefit from being ill, as ridiculous as that sounds. But
sadly, I know exactly what you're saying, and you're absolutely correct. Some people, yeah, we've all known people like that, and they start to thrive on the attention they get, and so sometimes they don't have a reason to feel better or to get better because they're afraid they're going to be lonely, and sometimes they don't even realize that's what's going on.
Definitely. A lot of times it's unconscious, and, you know, it's scared of, what do I do now? You know, my gosh, I can see again.
Right. Wait,
I'm
going to cover my eyes.
What the heck is that?
When did you eat so much?
Where is the maid?
my dear sweet mother-in-law, when she was still living, she got her kid two cataracts. This is a true story. She had two cataracts, and so she got her eyes fixed. And I probably put on about 10 or 15 pounds. And so we went to see her in Germany, and she said to me in German, "When did you get so thick?" And I'm like, "Oh no, I was always this thick. You just couldn't see." It was great. I'll never forget that. It was so funny. She's a sweet lady. Yeah, she's a sweet lady. But anyway, yeah, it's true, Jay. I think your music does heal, and I think you have a healing voice. And that's one of your blessings. That's one of your gifts, you know. That's one of your gifts.
Thank you, and I agree that you, ditto. You have a healing
thank
voice.
Thank you. God bless you.
You heal, too. So I'll let you ladies go. And
thank
I'm
you for
enjoying
the song.
The show, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, continue to listen, and when you speak with Grace, give her our love.
You know I will. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, that was Reverend Jay, and Reverend Jay is also one of the advisors on the Network of Christian Psychics, and you can actually get a reading with Reverend Jay. He's on there many different days of the week, usually I think mostly mid-afternoon to about 10 p.m. So, well, they all work different schedules, but I noticed that Spiritualist Lori and, well, she's on more in the mornings and afternoons, and I think Reverend Jay is more on the late afternoon and evenings, yeah, and Susie Q is on throughout, you know, so it's Reverend Susie B. She's going to kill me. I keep calling her Susie Q. You know, maybe I can get her name legally changed to Susie Q. I think my mother used to put them. Okay, I had trade because when I was a kid, my mother used to make the same thing from the time I was a walker. The school was right down the street. We actually lived in the old schoolhouse because it was Weber School in East Brunswick, New Jersey. Yeah, Weber School. I know. That's what I said. It was like, you know, because we always, well, I think, you know, friends, like we've been friends for 30-some-odd years. I truly think that friends probably have some kind of maybe past life, you know. But yeah, it was the old Weber Schoolhouse, and my parents bought it, and it had been moved down the street. And they still had the marks on the wood floors where the desks had been bolted down. Yeah, so my parents wanted that. They thought that was so great, and they kept it there. I think the house was built in 1901, I think. And so it was really cool. I mean, there were a lot of additions and all this stuff, but it was a neat school. I don't remember what the story was all about. Oh, the lunch. Okay, yeah, so I know I was going somewhere with this, not to tell you about this old house I lived in. And my mom used to make me peanut butter and jelly and put those massive Susie Q. Remember, they were massive. Yeah, they were. They were massive. They were delicious. But No, it was too, I mean, it was bigger than the sandwich. It was two, like entire cakes with white cream in the center, and I never ate them. And so I would trade all my friends for healthy snacks because my friend's parents would put, like, apples and bananas, and my mother shoved Twinkies and Susie. Mr. Young, my third grade teacher, called my mother up and said, you know, your daughter's not eating that, and she's trading it with other kids. And, you know, maybe you should. She really called her and talked to her about it. These things were massive. I mean, I'm not kidding. It was like double size of the sandwich, and she used to put them in. And you'd be like, and the kids all wanted it, you know. So you could trade all kinds of good stuff for that. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know what. You tell us these stories. You also claim that tonight I learned that Jessica was okay. You all see that I've said I'm tone deaf, right? I can't sing, but I just found out that Jessica was not allowed to sing at the table.
Oh, okay. I've always loved to sing. I'm a really small child. Not that I'm a good singer by any means, but I just like it. So I used to sing a lot, and my father had a rule that I couldn't sing at the table.
You were not allowed to sing at the table at all.
Sing at the table, at the dinner table.
Huh. Well,
because apparently I must have been really annoying.
Were you tone deaf?
No, I'm not tone deaf.
Really? Okay, sing us something. Let's see.
No.
I'm just evil, Dr. Ginny, tonight.
You are.
You're like
Dr. Evil.
I'm Dr. Evil Ginny. I'm being a goofball. I don't know why. I'll tell you what. We're going to go ahead and take another caller in the queue here. You, caller, are calling from area code 805, and your first and last name is, no, I'm just kidding, with a prefix of 617. Welcome to the show. Yes, that's you. It's really you.
Hello?
Area code 805 with a prefix of 617. You're in the queue. Okay, we'll just go ahead and put you on hold, and we'll take another caller. We're just going to take the very next one down beneath you. And this caller's coming from area code 305 with a prefix of 443.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Nice to hear your voice.
Well,
thank you.
What's your
first name? You're really sweet, Eileen.
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
God blesses you.
Thank you. So where are you calling from this evening?
I'm in Florida, like you.
Oh, good. And what part of Florida?
In the southern part.
Southern part. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your first name?
Eileen.
Eileen. Welcome to the show, Eileen. Have you called in before?
No, I haven't. I think I was listening to you guys last night as well.
You may have been. Yeah. We had a couple of reruns going, so it's very, very possible. How can I help you on this wonderful rainy night in Florida?
I just wanted to acknowledge the presence of God and the angels in my life, and how I've been blessed to have witnessed Jesus once upon a time, standing, mm-hmm. or not standing, levitating in front of me high up with two angels on each side.
Really?
And I was doing a healing on somebody, and I looked up, and he was like, just his arms were open like that. And
really?
I've had a lot of angels talk to me and answer my prayers really fast. I'm just wondering, is there any new direction that they're going to be sending me forward to do? Because I've been connected to my purpose since I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
And you're wondering,
I was wondering what you were hearing.
Well, the one thing that I keep getting is absolutely the healing, but I'm getting more specific. Like there's a one area of healing that you're particularly effective at. Are you aware of this?
Might be what I do for my life, but go ahead, tell me what you're sensing.
Well, it has something to do with the mind. Do you know what I'm speaking of?
Yeah, I change people's thinking processes all the time.
Yeah.
I'm always giving them the positive on every situation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the angels are showing me that that's where you can make the most difference in people's lives is by helping them in their mental attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And that you need to bring this forth to more people. Like, you do it now, but you need to bring it forth to more people.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I need to say this.
Go ahead.
The angels are telling me you absolutely did and were in the presence of Jesus. You absolutely were in the presence of Jesus. Did you almost die at that time?
No.
Because they're telling me that it was like you were reborn at that moment.
No, I was doing some body work on my husband's nephew who was having a major anxiety attack.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working from his legs going up his spine and his chakras going up that way and working because I've been guided all my life to work with my hands in many different arenas. You know, when I read the Bible in 1972 and God said certain words to me that made sense, like go in the closet and work with your hands and know that I am God. And it's like, oh my God, everything I do with my hands, I touch people. And being in my profession, I touch the world with my artwork. But more than that, when I'm out there in the public, I hear people say things that are very debilitating and
mm-hmm.
bring them out of connection to spirit. And my mouth doesn't shut up. And I go right in there very gently and I make them imagine, just like the singer, you know. He was kind of negating what he was giving. And even though he was working with blind people, he was doing something very powerful because he was giving them images that they could see with their heart. And when they
mm-hmm.
see things with their heart, they can aspire to a new vision. You know, and it doesn't have to be with their physical
mm-hmm.
eyes. It can be with their imaging eyes. So when I'm at festivals and I'm out there, people just don't want to hang out with me. They just want to be around me.
Because, do I know you? Have I met you?
Could be. You might know my work. I don't know.
Do you do spirit drawings?
Spirit what?
Spirit drawing.
No, I work with Mother Nature. So I'm working with the power of the energy of light and color and line and drawing, but I gather the energy of when people see my work, they feel the movement of the wind, and they smell the flowers, and they can hear the birds, and it's like they become transported into my paintings. This is what I hear. And I've had my work in a lot of hospitals and resorts, and I knew when I was very young that I wanted to serve the world by getting my work in public places so that many people could have it. And all the doors opened up. So I have a connection to time management really well, and I just see how I'm always being moved to be here and to meet this person and go over here and do this to connect. And then when I visit people, they're never the same after I leave. It's like everything turned topsy-turvy in their lives for the better.
I was just going to say, not when you say topsy-turvy, that might lead people to think that
no, I go in there and I like do a feng shui on their soul.
Oh, beautiful. I love that.
I realign what's going on in their world, and they get the confidence, and they get their own empowerment, and they get the strength and the courage to speak up. And I help them see how whole they already are, and then they're not sick, that they were born with being whole. So, you know, like Jesus said, you're not sick. When you think you're sick, you create the sickness because you start thinking that way. So why are you thinking that way? Just think you're joyful and you're happy and you're whole and you can have everything you want, because that's what this earth is. This is a place to put out the buffet of life, you know?
What a beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. I may write that down. I may like to quote you if you don't mind.
No, you're welcome to it.
That's beautiful.
Always felt like I'm on a moving sidewalk, going sideways, conveyor belt. Mm-hmm. And I'm just in another chapter now, and then the next one's coming up, and okay, God, what do you want me to do in this one? What do you want me to do in this one? You know, like that.
Right. Do you have a tremendous sense of peace about your life, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, when I was 30, I was not happy. I was trying to figure it all out, you know, but 30 years later, you start having the wisdom from life experiences and knowing what you want to put back on the buffet, which doesn't match your needs, and then your life gets simpler.
And isn't that such a blessing? Because then what really matters and what really counts is what you're left with.
Yeah, to offer and to live through. Right.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, that I'm just so thrilled that you called in tonight and you were able to share with us. I feel like you shared more with us than we shared with you.
Oh, thanks.
But it's been a real blessing, so I appreciate that. Were you able to hear Reverend Jay's song?
Yeah, I did. I liked his voice very much. I liked what he was sharing and what he was reminding people.
Exactly. He's an awesome person, but his music is also very healing. So, I think you have many gifts that he has as well, because you're able to reach out to people in different ways, different modalities, and create healing just in different ways. And it's such a blessing. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Well, thank you very much for being there and listening and talking back with me.
Oh, you're welcome. Feel free to stay on the line and listen to the show if you'd like. And have a blessed evening.
And you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
What a delightful woman.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm going to say, because I know everyone was thinking it, she didn't sound like she was 60.
No, she sounded very young.
She sounded extremely young, extremely young. So we should all sound so young, right?
I know.
I mean, really. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take the next caller in the queue. This one's coming from area code 706 with a prefix of 348. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi. Hi, my name is Mary Ellen.
Hi, Mary Ellen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a friend that has been, he lost his wife and in January, and he's a very dear friend. They both were. And I was wondering, he's coming back up here, and I spoke with him today, and we were talking about doing a business together, and he is just going through so many different things right now,
mm-hmm.
of trying to, because they had a business, you know,
right.
and, you know, he's just emotionally,
right.
Yeah, I felt so bad for him on the phone today, and I have things through dreams. Things come to me through dreams. And I had her, she was standing in the middle of their store, and she was waving her hands and telling him to let go.
Mm.
When he was talking to me today, you know, I guess when, you know, he said, I wake up, I go to sleep, and I wake up, and I feel like I shouldn't be. He has no excitement in his life. He has, you know, it's like he's really depressed.
He goes to bed at night wishing he wouldn't wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
But he does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, you can't be thinking that way.
Right.
You know,
right.
I said, first of all, she would not want you to be doing that.
Of course not.
And I think her coming to me, and she kept, in the dream, she also kept pointing us, you know, like putting him inside this Victorian house that's here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I had taken him to this house, and I had spoken to them about, you know, a couple of years ago before she had just found out that, you know, the cancer had come back. And they were very interested in, you know, doing a store here.
Mm-hmm.
And I had sent them the pictures of the Victorian. So, you know, and then they were going to come up, and then she became very sick. But he made it a point to come up in April. And I was walking, I didn't say a word to him. I was just walking him down the street, and he said, Mary Ellen, he says, this is that house. I said, it is. I took him inside, and, you know, he loved the house. So mm-hmm. with her putting him inside the house, is she trying to direct him to do what we had talked about?
I think it's clear to me that what she wants him to do is move forward with his life, and she wants him to let her go. That doesn't mean that he's not supposed to have memories of her or think of her. But he shouldn't be all consumed by the grief of the loss of her. And that's
okay.
So easy for me to say.
No, I know. I mean, I went through this with my dad, and I told him that. I said, it's hard when you lose your soulmate.
It's incredible. And what he's going through is common. But I'm going to tell you something that's really kind of funny, because I've talked to many people who have gone through this. And the one thing I do know is that one person could turn their entire life around. They
yeah.
just need a reason to start living again. Do you know what I mean? A
I
purpose,
do.
A goal, a focus.
I do.
I feel like you think you could give that to him, that you could be that for him.
Well, I
Is
think I think he realizes that. I mean, and I, you know, and that's why he told me. He said, Mary Ellen, I love where you are. You know, and we trust each other considerably, I mean, professionally and as a friend, you know. And when he was here, he just said, my God, you have a piece of heaven here, Mary Ellen. It's unbelievably beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me today that he was really drawn to this town. And so jokingly, I told him there was a house for sale across the street.
Okay. And how? But you weren't joking all that much. Because
no, I wasn't. I was very serious.
No. Yeah,
I was
of
very
course.
Serious.
I understand that.
Yeah, and I told him, I said, Patrick, you need to come back. You know, and I said, if you don't want to do the retail side of it,
mm-hmm.
I said, let me just put another thought in your head. And he just kind of laughed. And he said, okay. And I said, why don't we do the Victorian as an inn and bring it back to its glory? And I said, you know, you need a project to sink your teeth into.
Right.
And, you know, and right now he's at the point where he thinks he should dissolve everything, liquidate everything down there.
Okay, first of all, okay. You know, I would advise always any of my clients in a situation such as this to not make any major life changes until after 1 year.
Right, right.
Okay.
And this is 7 months to the day that she passed today.
Yeah,
But I think, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I feel like, you know, because he said he has no excitement, nothing that he doesn't find excitement or drive, or he doesn't have, because he's very driven, you know, and
mm-hmm.
he's very focused, and he's so talented, and he's just a super, I mean, he's just a really nice, they were both very nice people. I mean, they are very nice people. And, you know, to see him struggling with all of this, and
painful.
It is, and I know she pointed him to that Victorian house for a reason in my dream, and I think that is something that she wanted him to do.
Right.
And the other thing she said to me in the dream, she was very upset with his diet.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, because he says, I know you're very intuitive. You know, I go, because I follow if I have a feeling, I just kind of go with it.
Right.
And I told him, I said, I jokingly, not really jokingly, but
yes,
kind of
I
laughed
understand.
And said, yeah, well, I said, I had a dream of Sheila, I said a couple of nights ago, and I said, and she was really upset that you're not eating right. He said, what? What do you mean? What? And I said, are you not following your diet, or are you doing something wrong with your diet?
Right.
I said, she was really upset, and he said, well, I don't eat on a regular basis. I said, well, you need to get back into the way you guys were together when you were, you know, eating healthy, and she had
right.
you on a schedule. I said, she wants you to go back to that.
Right.
And his first response, you know, being, he said, you know, Marielle, my religious side of me is telling me, wee-o, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
yep,
but
yep.
my upbringing is telling me something. He said, my upbringing, two different things, you know, from where
well,
he comes
course.
From, you know, and he understands that was very much a part of where he came out of. And then, you know, some people cross when they become or when they find religion or whatever, I don't know if I'm saying
uh-huh.
this right, but they think the other side of it is not right.
Well, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. They lose their frame of reference, and they become 100% in one direction.
Right.
And they close their mind to anything else, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, you know, hopefully I think he got that. I think he knew that, you know,
mm-hmm.
that she was trying to talk to him or
so
tell him.
So did you share with him what she...
I didn't tell him about the Victorian because I didn't want to freak him out anymore.
Well, you know, and I wouldn't advise it anyway.
Right.
Because I almost feel as if he might feel like you're leading him.
Yeah,
you know
and
what I mean?
I didn't want to do that. I mean, because,
right.
but she, we went from her store, from their store, and all of a sudden we were standing in the Victorian. I mean, this was the dream, and it was like we were in there. It was like we went from one section to another section.
And
when I dream,
visions before, not this particular one, but for other things, correct?
Oh, when I dream in color, vividly in color, it transpires.
Okay.
It, I've had that from back when, you know, when I at an early age, and then I used to say things to my mother, and she would my sister used to say, Mama used to say, Mary Ellen, please don't repeat that in front of other people.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, when I was going through my divorce with my before I divorced my first husband, I had a dream with him, with this lady that had five children, that had dark hair, and I had her name. And when he walked in, he walked in the house and came back to the bedroom, and I just woken up, because I would get really tired, and then I would go to sleep, and when I would go to sleep, I would have these visions. And so then I told my ex, I said, so who is this person that has five children? And it's like I hit him up beside the head with a brick.
Huh.
Okay. He said, how did you have that name? And but this, I mean, I would have things like this. Like I dreamt of my mother passing. I dreamt of my father passing, my grandfather passing. You know, I used to get where I didn't like to dream anymore.
I understand, yeah. No, I understand that.
You know, because I was like, oh, my God, please, not, I don't want to go through this again.
Right. Yeah, no, I surely do know exactly, because it puts that responsibility on you that sometimes you feel like you need to tell somebody what you dreamt, but then it's such an awkward thing because they might think you're absolutely nuts, and yet you don't want something to happen that could be preventable. So
right.
It's a heck of a responsibility.
Yeah,
I'm
it's a, almost like a double-edged sword, you know? You don't know if you should lean right or lean left. So sometimes you feel like you should just try to balance yourself in the middle.
Right. It's a very difficult, you're right, a very difficult situation to be in.
So, well, I just want him to be able to, you know, I think the trip back up here will do him a world of good. I feel... I know that he is, that we're all connected, you know what I mean? I think that, and I just, you know, it's like today when I told myself, Patrick, I said, I'm so sorry. I said, I would not have approached you with this. You know, I don't want you to, he said, Mariel, I don't think that. He said, I know that, you know, I just emotionally can't handle anything else on my plate.
Right.
Then I felt really bad.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. I understand. So where did he leave it? Does he want to get involved with the Victorian?
He kind of chuckled because I made him kind of chuckle, and he said, "I'm coming back up," and he goes, "You know, I need to come back to the town and take another look," and because you know his visit was cut short last time, and he said, I want to spend a week or so with you folks. And, when we spoke, he said, you know, when I was up there in April, he said, I felt great when I left, and I really wanted to go forward with what we had talked about, which was the Victorian. And he said, but when I got back here, everything started piling up.
Yeah.
And having to deal with everything, and you know, he said, I just need to regroup, and I need to come back. So that's what he said.
And I think that's advisable for him to come back. I'm going to tell you something that I sense.
Okay.
If he were to get involved in the Victorian, he wouldn't stay involved with it. I don't know how to explain it other than to say, I could see him getting involved. But I also see him saying, walking away from it and saying, you go from here.
Yeah, I don't think he, I think it would be like a silent partnership.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with you. Yes,
a silent partnership where it's like he's a silent backer. And, you know, and then, you know, I don't see him staying up here.
Mm-hmm. I see him coming. Don't either.
He would go stir crazy here. But I think
Is the name of the town, does it have a D in the beginning of it?
It does. It does.
It does. And does it have an A at the end of it?
It does.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't want to say it because it'll freak people out and they'll all get scared.
Yeah.
But I get it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I love this town. I felt like I came home to it.
I've never been there, but I've heard very wonderful things about it.
You need to come for a visit.
Is it spiritually as fulfilling in your soul as they say?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is for me. It's an Indian town.
Is it? Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah,
and
Trail of Tears.
Listeners, yeah. Oh, go ahead. The Trail of Tears?
Started here.
Ah, okay. So now a lot of people will know exactly what it is. I just, for your own privacy, I'm actually not saying.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
But, yeah, so, but I can just tell you that I think you can't go wrong and he can't go wrong if you enter into this business opportunity, but he will move on very quickly and let you take over because he just doesn't have a head for it right now.
Yes.
But I see that he would consider doing it for you, basically just for you.
Will he be, he'll have a change of tone and then we will discuss this further when he's up here?
I believe he will discuss it further with you once he gets up there, yes.
Okay. Because I know he felt bad tonight, afternoon.
Well, he was exhausted. He was emotionally just spent.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could hear it in his voice.
Right.
And then, of course, and then he just kept apologizing. And I know he's been thinking about it because I can feel him.
Well, yeah. And what was he apologizing, though? He wasn't saying he wasn't going to do it. He was just saying he needed to come back up, take another look at the situation.
Yeah, I think because of the way I approached him with this other area of a shop, not the Victorian, was because I felt it was an easier way to get in and get started and then generate cash flow and get presence and then use that to catapult the Victorian.
Yeah, I understand. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But he was apologizing because he couldn't give me the answer that I wanted to hear today.
I understand.
You know, so I think, yeah. So,
yeah.
But I was just very concerned.
I'm just
going
to say to you, have good feelings about this because I think he's going to come back to you and make some kind of offer to you that I think you'll find is doable.
Okay. Well, I just want him to find peace and be able to move on I know it's a very difficult time and for him, and I made it very clear that wasn't the whole purpose of the call. You know what I mean? It wasn't like...
Of course, yeah.
And, of course, we, you know, it was just...
But you're also a businesswoman, I have to tell you.
I know.
And you know it, and I know it. You know what I mean? Like, I can sense it, and that was... He knows that what you're looking for, and he would have done this. This was, if she had been still alive, this was a no-brainer. This was going to happen. You know, so don't worry. I still think it will happen, but it'll just happen in a different way.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And if
you ever get
a chance, please come visit.
You know, I plan on coming to visit because it's a place I've heard so many wonderful things about, and it's some place I've always wanted to go to. So I will do that. I promise you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Mary Ellen, I believe, was her first name. And that was pretty neat. You have no idea where it is, but
I've been sitting here thinking of the two letters that you said. I'm like,
I don't know why it came to me. It just came to me so strong. And, it's an odd name. I'll give it to you in a minute.
Is it a place I've heard of?
You've heard of, I don't know. You've probably never heard of it. I'll be back in the next team. just give me like 2 minutes, guys. I'm going to play my favorite song because I read that story tonight about that little boy. If anyone's ever seen the video of Katy Perry's Firework, which is one of my personal favorite songs, I'm going to play this real quick. I'll be back and we'll take more calls.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag? Drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel just so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep,
Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny.
And I'm Jessica.
I just thought I'd let you go ahead and
Just leave me hanging.
I'm sorry about that. I may have just nodded off.
I'm Dr. Ginny
song.
And
I'm here with probably, I don't know who. Isn't that, can you imagine?
Yeah.
I think that's ever happened to somebody.
I don't think so.
I wonder.
You're on the radio and I don't think you just nor off.
I don't think people do that now. You know who I think is weird? I don't know why I'm putting it. Howard Stern. Is he the weirdest, most weirdest guy
I have
in the
not
world?
Listened to Howard Stern in years.
I listened to half a show once, and I was like, oh,
yeah.
This is so awful.
I used to watch him on TV.
It was just not good, yeah. He's on American Idol now. Is it American Idol?
Not American Idol.
The other one. America's Got Talent. He's on that, and he's bearable, but I don't know.
See, I don't watch that show, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. All I know is that I don't like him.
Well, I just find him annoying. He's very sarcastic, very negative.
Yeah, I don't like it so much.
He used to be funny when he had his original radio show.
Yeah.
Years and years ago, he was hilarious,
yeah.
And he's just gotten. Everything is sexual and dirty, and
I don't like that. I don't like that. And it's not because, I'm a goody two-shoes
right.
or something. It's just, it's just not funny.
Right.
Well,
as I said, he used to be hilarious.
Really? That's a shame. That's really too bad because she keeps posing this wooden man on my desk.
See?
It looks like he's flying through the air. You're killing me here. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take another caller because, you know what, some of these folks have been on. I'm going to take the one who's been on the line longest. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I believe I did do that out loud.
You
I?
Did that out loud.
Sorry. Okay, hello, caller. You're calling from 919, prefix 665. Welcome to the show. 919-665, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's Kelly. I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, were you just listening?
I didn't press one.
Okay.
She doesn't want to talk to you.
I don't mind. I'm kidding.
No. You know, you were. I take them in order in the queue, and I saw you were there, so it wasn't. You were just next in the queue. If you don't have a question, I can move on.
Should I ask one?
It's up to you. Do you have one? You have one.
Am I going to get the good news tomorrow?
I believe that you're going to get some good news tomorrow, yes. It won't be for exactly what you were hoping for, but you will get some good news tomorrow. And it will be about that E thing. You know what I'm talking about?
The what thing?
E.
B.
L. C. ELC?
ELK?
Equity Line of Credit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know you're talking about. Yeah. Gotcha.
All right. There you go. sorry about that. I just, you know, I could spell it all day, and you know, but I feel like you're going to be getting some good news there. Not quite what you expected, but still good news. Something that's workable.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
But I think you already knew that, didn't you?
Well, you never know until you really get the news.
Yeah, I know. That's true. That's very true.
You can have a hunch.
Good deal. Well, I know. I feel like that's going to happen for you. I really, really do. So don't worry.
No,
I
think everything's looking up. Really, it's just never in my time, and it's.
Oh, you know how many times is it so true though on the show? We've said this so many times. It's always got to be in God's time, and not our time, and that's. The biggest problem, you know, Susie Q, our chat room mom tonight, she sometimes is frustrated because the house that she's hoping to get, she hasn't heard on, et cetera. But the truth is, when the time is right, if it's the right house, if it's the right place for her to be, it'll all happen and bing, bam, boom, and it's done. And if it's not, then you let it go. Because if you let it go, it's amazing when the right thing comes along, it just happens so smooth and so right and just the way it's supposed to be. So that's what it's all about. So don't worry. It'll all work out. And don't worry about October either. I don't see a problem there. If you get what I'm talking about. That should go.
That's even better news really.
I feel positive about that too, so I wouldn't worry about anything there either. Okay?
I feel pretty good too. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I hope we've been helpful tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's just nice to hear your voice.
You
stay
too.
On the line. Listen to the rest of the show. Thank you very much. We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay. Have a great week.
All right. Take care. God bless. You too. We adore Kelly.
Yes, we do.
She's got that lovely southern accent.
She didn't
too.
Want to talk to you anyway.
No, she didn't want to. She was just listening to it. Let me tell you, Blog Talk Radio is not an easy thing to get on your
computer.
Well,
and I don't understand. If you just want to listen, because I tell you to push one to be in the host queue, so
right.
It shouldn't show her.
It. But, you know, maybe it didn't. I just clicked on the one that was holding the longest. So now I'm going to go to the one that's holding the second longest, then I will pick that one up. Hi, welcome to the show. You're calling from 678, prefix 793.
Okay, so I am waiting for my house.
Susie. Okay, Susie, I didn't even recognize. Yeah, I don't recognize numbers, people. I see so many. You have no idea.
Numbers going around your head.
Yeah, really, truly. So how are you, Susie Q?
Yeah, okay, so I'm waiting for everything to happen.
I know you are. I know, and forgive me for just saying that. And
It's fine, really.
It is? It's all good?
Yeah, it's fine, of course.
Good, I love hearing that. Well, I've got you on the line, and because I want to make sure I get a chance to do this, I want to thank Georgia, who is, I believe this is the Georgia who I think it is. who sent me a lovely email a few weeks back that I did not have a chance to respond to. Just wanted to tell her thank you for that lovely email. I did get it, and it meant a lot to me to have received it, so thank you very, very much. Very kind words. Now, Susie Q. What is
Susie B, not Susie Q.
I'm sorry.
It's okay,
you
know, really.
You sat there for 5 years trading those little chocolate twins.
Just call her Susie.
You know, because it's just been a habit of over 3 years now. So.
I know. It is. So I can't help it. It's just one letter. Right? No, I'm going to tell you what's worse. We were driving home on Sunday afternoon, and we drove by Heathrow. And Heathrow, it used to be, it is a very nice upscale area of Central Florida. And as we drove by, I was telling Tiffany, my two daughters, Tiffany, I'm not supposed to say their names.
Your daughters?
My daughters, whatever their names are. I said, Mommy and Daddy looked at houses in there when we first moved to Florida and all this kind of stuff, and they were really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I thought it was just insanely priced. And so I was telling them the story, and my oldest said, "Really, Mom?" She said, "I just really didn't think that would be that expensive." I said, "Why?" She said, "Because if you take the H out of Heathrow and put a D in its death row, and who'd want to live there?"
Oh, my gosh, I never thought of that.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. And we're sitting at a traffic light, and they had the big sign.
Maybe that's just such a funny play on words.
You know, is
the builder probably went,
I'm going to trick everybody and sell this for ridiculous money. But I thought it was really kind of funny.
Oh, that's funny. That was clever of her.
I know. And my husband's going, that's not right. That's not how you spell death. And I'm like, well, how do you spell it? And then we're all looking, and we're like, no, yeah, she's right.
Yeah, wow.
I know. What a difference the letter made. I know, right? A big, big thing. What can I do for you tonight?
Oh, no. There's nothing anybody can do. I'm just playing the waiting game.
Well, just keep waiting because, like Kelly said, too, it's all in God's time, and that's what you have to wait for. You just have to wait for that. And
yes, I know. Yes, everything that I'm waiting for has got to line up with everything else, and so I just have to work on the anxiety level and being patient.
I agree that you have to work on the anxiety level, and I believe I sent you a CD to help you with that.
Yes.
It will really help you with your anxiety, okay?
Yes, I will. I'm going to put it in right after the show.
Okay, very, very good. Very good. Well, thank you for calling in, and we
okay,
will talk to
you
in the very near future, okay?
Okay, and love to Jessica.
Yeah, hey, Susie, I'm sitting here quietly just listening.
Yeah.
And making faces at Dr. Jenny here.
And posing this wooden man on my desk in ways that are inappropriate, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, no. Oh, my.
Yeah, you know Jessica.
It looks cute.
He looks like he's
doing
a ballerina move.
When you're desperate for a date, to come and open up in your life.
But it's wood.
He's made out of wood. That would be really sad.
It's like dating Pinocchio. Except when he lies. Never mind, I'm not going to go there.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, forgive me.
It sounds like the thing that they use for drawing.
That's what it is. I call it.
He's a little wooden man with posable everything.
That's it. It's what they draw with. And I got him because I thought it'd be interesting to see if I can work with it to feel what warms up and get more exact than I do with my chakra stick and my crystals. I thought it might work.
Okay. Well, you let us know how that works for you.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Is your left knee hurting you?
Absolutely. It's very puffy and swollen right now.
Okay,
I really
there you
just don't guess, I so desperately cannot wait until I can be opened up to going to the doctor. Because this knee, I have other medical issues, but this knee is going to open a lot of things up for me to do.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure. Well, we will keep you in our prayers. Okay, Susie?
Thank you, dear, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, very good. Take care and
bye,
God bless.
Bye, Susie.
Hey, bye, Jen.
All righty. Well, that was Reverend Susie B., who I refer to as Susie Q., our chat room mom. I think we might have time for a very short, maybe very quick. Let me see. Real quick, I'll try and get...
You have 4 minutes.
I know, I've got to be really quick. This is 323, prefix 348. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. What's your first name?
Kahira.
Kahira, welcome to the show. And what part of the country are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Ooh, very good. All righty. So how can we help you this evening?
Well, I wanted to know what you see coming up for me in terms of romance.
And romance. Let me take a look here. I see a couple of two things coming up for you. I'm going to ask you this silly question. Have you changed your eating habits recently? Like, maybe a little healthier?
Kind of, sort of. I was eating a little healthier. Now I'm eating pretty bad.
Okay. They're telling me, they're actually telling me, that's like they're jumping ahead and telling me this is something that you need to work on. They're saying healthy eating habits are really important for you right now. So I've got to tell you that. But as far as a romance, I'm not seeing, I like to give good news always, but I'm not seeing anything coming up in the next couple of months, the next 2 to 3 months. I do see something coming up in the fourth month, though.
Okay.
I'd like to tell you I saw something tomorrow or next week, but for whatever reason, they're showing me in the fourth month. Now, who's planning a move? Did you move, or are you planning one?
I'm looking for a new job, so I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, all righty. Well, that's going to happen. The new job's going to happen because they're showing it to me. All
okay.
right? But actually, it's not that kind of move I'm talking about. I was talking more about a move of residence.
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm willing to move.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that kind of move. I don't like to take the easy way out, even though you were giving it to me, and that was very nice. But it's really a change in residence that I was seeing. And what I also see is that you have you're going to laugh at this, but maybe you won't. Have you been dealing with dry scalp?
Dry.
They're showing me that you were.
That's such a bizarre question to ask someone.
I know.
Someone.
I can only tell people what the angels show me, and they're showing
me. That she has dry scalp?
Dry scalp. Maybe. I don't know. My hair hasn't been necessarily acting right. Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I know.
It's a weird thing. I only show and share what the angels show me. They're showing me dry scalp. And maybe this is to validate that they're there and that's them. Because they want me to tell you that there's a specific job that you want, that you're hoping to work in this field, and that if you keep knocking on enough doors, it absolutely will happen. Okay?
Okay.
And they're telling me you need that confidence. So maybe they were telling me this, like, obscure stuff that really doesn't matter to you just because you need to hear that to know that they're really talking to you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mhm.
Okay. So I hope that's helpful. Okay. Look for the new romance in 4 months. Okay. So 1, 2, 3, no. Fourth month, yes. All righty.
Okay.
And I'm sorry I got to go, but they're going to cut my show off in 45 seconds. So.
Thank you.
God,
I appreciate it.
Go. You're welcome. God bless and thanks for holding so long. I appreciate it. You
no
take
problem.
Care and call us back again. All righty, everybody. Thank you for listening to another wonderful episode of the Christian Psychic Cafe. I can say that because we did the show, so we're allowed to say
that.
There
you go.
That's not being prejudiced or, like, you know, stuck up, is it? Saying it was a wonderful show?
It was a wonderful show.
It was a wonderful show because we have wonderful listeners.
We do.
That's why it's
wonderful,
such a wonderful
callers,
show.
Wonderful listeners.
Everything is wonderful.
I know, even if they have dry scalp.
Okay. So listen. Definitely tune in next Wednesday night. But if you want to hear something really fun, tune in Sunday night at 8 p.m. to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to actually hear a roundtable of psychics, take a bunch of calls too, or tune in again next Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Thanks for listening. Take care and good night.
At the Network of Christian Psychics, our spiritual advisors believe in God and understand that sometimes a reading might look scary. Because we interpret messages that come to us from the angels, we can help to guide you along the path of your life. If you're looking for answers about love, current or lost relationships, career advice, or even just a general outlook of your future, our advisors can help with the assistance of angels. You can find us at www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. That's www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. And if you log in the next 24 hours, you'll receive 3 free minutes on your first call. That's 3 free minutes on your first call. So log in to www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. That's networkofchristianpsychics.com. At the Network of Christian Psychics, our spiritual advisors connect with the angels to provide you with the answers that can make your life easier and more fulfilling. If you're looking for answers about love, or a current or lost relationship, career advice, or just a general outlook of your future, our advisors can help with the assistance of angels. You can find us at www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. That's www.networkofchristianpsychics.com.